Hi, I'm Peggy. I'm a mother of a little girl who is amazing, but also drives me crazy. In this insane adventure of motherhood, I've also been discovering out who I am. I'm not the person I was, and I'm finding out who that is exactly. Motherhood is a journey, and every single one of us does it differently. And let's be real. Does anyone really know what they're doing? Because I don't. So join me. Let's laugh and cry together. Welcome to the Lion's Nest Podcast. Hi. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing me. If you listen often, thank you for listening to me repeat that. I really do appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to click on my podcast, to listen, to show up, to be here, to connect. I don't get a lot of interaction, but I know that you're there, and that's what I appreciate. It's funny, like, I get asked sometimes, like, I guess I don't talk publicly. I mean, I have a whole Instagram dedicated to my podcast, but my Instagram has my podcast name, but it's Daily Musings, right? It's just, like, things I'm going through all the time. And the podcast is much more specific. But I don't, like, at my hairstylist job, I don't talk about my podcast that often. I will sometimes talk about it, and I will let my clients know that I have it. And I get sometimes questions like, oh, like, what do you get from it? And all these things. And, you know, like, I'm not getting, like, what really big name people are getting, right? Like, I don't monetize, nothing like that. But the idea, knowing that, like, there are, like, someone or multiple people, I'm not really sure, but there's, like, 44 downloads from France. Like, that's so cool to know that you're in France and you chose my podcast to listen to 44 episodes. This is my 83rd episode, so that's half of my episodes. Like, that's a lot. So I appreciate that. And I'm so thankful that you would take the time to be here, wherever you are. But yeah, so here I am, back. Not that I was anywhere. just being back for the week, to tell you how it's going. And, you know, it's going okay. I am on my cycle this week, which is always a hard time, right? Obviously, it means I'm not pregnant. It means that my body's doing something. I don't know necessarily if it's doing the right thing, because with PCOS, it's very complicated. I always thought having my, like, menstrual cycle meant, like, wow, I'm ovulating and all of these things, but I have found out that that's not all true, right? That, like, my body might have thought I ovulated, but, like, my egg wasn't strong enough, so it just, like, disappears, or when it really doesn't drop or something like that. I'm hoping to learn more. I just made an appointment at Seattle Reproductive Medicine. That's what it's called. I kept calling it center, and that's not right. So yeah, Seattle Reproductive Medicine. And I just got told that for my consultation in November, so a whole 6 weeks out, which is sooner than I thought. I was afraid it was going to be 12 weeks out. So 6 weeks is, like, okay. But I just got told for the consultation alone, it's $300 out of pocket. That's just for 1 hour consultation.
I am so afraid to find out how much anything else is going to cost. So I'm going to do it. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's a little scary. Not the idea that I am going to go there or that I made the appointment. I think, honestly, like, the financial part of it frightens me. It shouldn't, right? Because this is, like, what I want, right? Like, I want to get pregnant. And so it should be, like, at no cost or whatever. But I don't necessarily have, like, thousands of dollars sitting around for something like this. $300 I can swing, you know. So I'm just a little nervous on, like, what's going to happen next. I'm hoping that my insurance will cover at least, like, the doctor's visits. Like, I know it won't cover, like, if we do start some sort of treatment plan or something. They did tell me they would set me up with a financial advisor after my, so after, like, my consultation, like, this hour of, like, I'm sure it's, like, really extensive, going over medical history and different things like that. And so, they said after that appointment, they would set me up with a financial advisor to tell us, the cost of the treatment plans and, to see what could be covered by insurance and things like that. So we'll see. I just would like, I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up really high for this appointment because I've obviously done that in the past and I tend to do that. I'm very much a high hope person. I always try to do a best case, middle case, worst case scenario, but you know, I think you always kind of want the best case. So I'm hoping for some sort of answers. I would like it if you know, the answer was simple. I think that's hoping a little too much. I don't know. I'm going to keep an open mind. I know that if it's going to cost us, like, into the, I think if it's over, you know, like, $1,500, I don't think I'll be doing anything further. Just because, I mean, without trying to figure out something, without trying to figure out, like, how to pay for something like that. I'm sure there's payment plans, I would assume, and different things like that, but we're gonna see. I don't know. I'm not gonna stress on that. I shouldn't be stressing on that. I need to tell myself not to stress about that, that, like, just to hear what they have to say and go through the flow and the motion and, like, you know, don't, I need to not focus on that. So I feel like if I get hyper fixated on something like that, then I'll close my mind to it. And I don't want to do that. So I'm going to stay focused that the goal is to find out if we can have a baby with minimal intervention. So we'll see. I think too, with, like, being on my cycle, I'm a little emotional, you know. I think I'm just at this stage in my grieving, or I don't know if you want to call it grieving of, or just, like, of being frustrated with not being able to get pregnant. you know, I feel like I'm talking about it a little bit more, things like that. But I'm at this stage where I'm a little like emotional when I come across pregnancy announcements on Instagram and Facebook. And it's not that I'm not happy for people, because I truly am. I am happy for anybody who wants to start a family or, you know, just happens to get pregnant or anything like that. I honestly and truly am happy. And I would hate for people to not want to tell me those things because they're afraid that I'll be jealous or something. Because I am going to be jealous, like, that's true. But I need to know, like, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay that it's, I want to recognize my feelings when I have them. Like, you know, like tearing up, seeing a pregnancy announcement, like, that's okay. It's okay to do that. So I'm trying to tell myself that. I'm trying to remind myself that it's okay to feel those things and not hide them, right? And so I'm trying to make other people know that, kind of like, hey, it's okay. Don't be afraid to tell me that you're pregnant. Like, that's okay, you know? I'm still going to be jealous, but that's all right. Like, it's not their fault that I can't get pregnant, so they shouldn't feel bad about it. And it's not like because they got pregnant, I won't or something. But I'm definitely in the stage of, like, I get emotional about it and I don't want to be that. And I think, like, I'm trying to push that down. But even if it's just like a moment to myself, I'm trying to say it's okay to have those feelings. I didn't think I would be in this mental state about it, but I always thought, like, oh, it's fine, like, because I was so numb about it for the last, like, you know, 8 months to a year, that it didn't bother me. But now that I'm, like, more open about it, it's like I'm just having those feelings. So I'm trying to let myself have those feelings and not push them down. So if you see me cry a little, it's okay. So, but that's life, right? Like, it's life, and we're allowed to all have, like, our own feelings and trauma and deal with them in our own ways and whatever it may be, right? We all have probably jealousy things in all sorts of areas. It's not just pregnancy and what I'm going through. You know, there's different things all the time. You know, before having a kid, I'm sure there's, like, someone who really wants to be married and keeps seeing engagement posts, or someone who really wants to buy a house and keeps seeing other people buy houses. You know, like, we all kind of have that thing, and it's okay to, I want to be on a level of, like, we can feel things and not have to be ashamed about it, I think, you know. So that's something I need to teach myself so that I can, like, teach that to Sawyer. I'm definitely trying lately to be more present with Sawyer, right? Like, I'm trying to, like, when she really talks to me and asks me things, like, if I'm looking at my phone, like, to put down my phone and to really talk to her and listen to her. Because, like, if I want her to listen to me and communicate with me, like, I need to do those things. And so, you know, like, not just, like, push her off because I am busy or because I want to do something for myself. I mean, it's okay to do something for myself and to have those moments, but I'm just trying to be more present, I think. You know, today she came into the garage. I posted a video of it on my Instagram, on my stories, but she came in and she wanted to help me sand down a chair because she always wants to help me paint, right? She's always wanted to help me paint, but I'm always telling her, like, well, I want to sell this, so, you know, mommy needs to do it because I would let her paint, but it would be a mess, you know, and I don't want to really have to correct it. So I usually give her like a scrap piece of wood and she'll paint herself. But today she came up and she kind of just grabbed the sander while I was sanding, and I didn't push her away or anything. I just let her do it, you know. It wasn't a big deal, and it was easy, and she really liked it. I could tell she liked doing it and like being a part of it. And you know, I had like this like mask I wear, so like all the wood like dust doesn't get in my mouth, and so she puts one on too, and then we like put glasses on, and it was just really sweet. And then she, you know, to get out of there, she was like, I'm gonna go check on Koa, and it was just sweet. So it was kind of nice like to bring her in and like do something with me at the same time. And it felt really good and kind of like gave me like, okay, like this is something we can do. You know, I can help her be a part of what I'm doing. I don't have to keep being like, no, this is for adults only. And so that's what I'm kind of trying to do, is like, I know she wants to be a part of things more. So I need to figure out how to actually let that happen and stop saying like, no, when you're older, you do this, or no, not right now, or, you know, like, this is too dangerous. It's like, yes, things are dangerous and there's things she shouldn't be doing. And as a parent, I should know what those things are. So it's like, let her do the simple things and be present in those moments with her. And, you know, those small things I can tell like make her day, and it did make my day, you know. And she's been on words of affirmation and like acts of kindness lately. She's been very on top of those things. And I'm wondering if that's just like going to be a part of her personality and the way she is. Because the other day I came home from work and I had worked like, I was working 4 days in a row. Normally I just work three, but it's just the way my schedule worked out. I was like making up for like having a Saturday off. I came home from work and my dad left, and I was relaxing a little bit. I was like, hey, let's just turn on this show we like. She's like, okay. But since it was still light out, I had the back door open for the dog to go out. And she's like, I'm going to go play on my bike. And I was like, sure. And she went out there. And then all of a sudden I just like see her coming like in and out of the house a bunch. And I saw her like taking stuff outside, but I was like, well, whatever. She's using your imagination. And then she comes in. She says, Mommy, I have something for you. Can you come outside? I was like, okay. And I came outside, and we have this little like cement area. And she had set out a little small blanket, two stuffed animals, two fishing poles, and two golf clubs. And she said, Mommy, I did this for you. I want us to fish and then golf, and then we sit and we cuddle. She said, I did this for you because I love you so much and you're my best mommy in the world. I was floored. I was like, oh my God, you know. And to be honest, I at first, and I think it's because I was tired from work, I was like, ugh, I don't want to do this. Like, that was kind of like my first reaction. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, okay. I was like, let's do this. You know, we didn't have to like do it all for hours. I was like, yeah, let's start by fishing, you know. And we both kind of, my dad had given her these fishing poles, and he like has these little like soft like dummy weights on the end. And so we were like casting it through the yard. And then I was like, okay. I was like, now it's time to golf. And we have these little wiffle balls and just like two golf clubs, because we were trying to teach her to golf over the summer. And so we were just like hitting them. And of course she was like making up her own way to do it. And then after a couple of minutes, I was like, okay. I was like, well, this looks good. And she's like, well, now we need to cuddle. And she's like, see, and she like sat on the cement ground. Like the blanket thing she had was like more like a really thin little sheet thing. And I was like, well, I don't really want to sit on the ground. And so she like sat down and took the stuffed animals and grabbed them. And then I hugged her. Like, I was like, here, now I'll hug you. And I got down and hugged her. And it was just like such a sweet moment, and like something where I was like, oh, like it just made my heart like so happy. And so she's been doing things like that a lot lately, and just, you know, definitely like a Sour Patch Kids. Like, she'll still like kind of be cranky and have attitude with me, but like her sweet moments have been way outweighing those like attitude, cranky, I need what I want sort of moments, you know. I mean, we definitely had like a family game night. Like, we bought this it's like dog Monopoly at a Value Village, and so we just did like a really easy version of like how to do it, where like we just bought out all the properties, kind of like that's when we decided the game was over, because real Monopoly is way too hard, and like we had to count out all our money. But we were playing that, and then she didn't want the game to be over, but there was like one property left, and it was like a border collie, and she wanted it so bad, and Luis landed on it and bought it and ended the game, and she just bawled and bawled her eyes out, and you know, like we just kind of like let her have it, and we're like, hey, this is like the rules, and then we like counted it up and she won, so I think that helped. But it was like definitely like something where I was like, this is gonna make me not want to play, but I was like, I'm just gonna let her like have her moment. And then she did, she got over it, and it was nice. So I think by like doing those things, by, you know, doing the picnic when I was tired and exhausted and didn't really want to, and like letting her have her moment during crying after the game, like it's almost teaching myself patience and teaching myself that it's okay to let her cry for a couple minutes. It's okay to enjoy that moment of like sweetness from her, you know, after a long day at work. And so I think I'm working on my own patience, really, you know, like it benefits Sawyer, obviously, which is so nice, but it's a thing where I'm like, okay, having more patience in life isn't going to hurt, you know, it's going to make things easier, hopefully. I don't know if that's true. This is obviously just a trial and error scenario, but I'm hoping by having the patience there, it can teach me to have patience in other things, because I obviously lose it sometimes, like today. So we have this like bag of candy from when we hosted a birthday party for Luis's nephew, and there was a pinata, so we have like this candy, and she had asked for some chocolate, and I was like, okay, you can have one. And she brings out, they have those like Nutella egg things. I don't know what they're called, but Luis loves them, and so does Sawyer. Comes a little toy or whatever. And so we get the toy out and stuff, and then I was like, hey, I was like, can I have one bite? And she was like, okay. But I was like, I'm gonna have the first bite. And like, I wasn't gonna even take very much. I was just gonna try the little like chocolate or whatever. And then she just like almost started to cry, and like lost it. I didn't yell, but I definitely got like my stern mom voice, and I was just like, hey, if you're gonna cry over something really silly like chocolate, which is a privilege to be having right now, I was like, if you're gonna cry over this, like I'm gonna throw all of the candy away. And I probably would have, like, you know, like parents are like, I'll throw all your toys away, and then they don't do it. Like, I would have thrown all of that candy away. And she like sucked it all in and was like, no. And I was like, okay. I was like, let's just give ourselves 5 minutes. And I like put the candy down, and like, let's just like cool it down. I was like, please don't cry during this 5 minutes. I was like, then we'll move on. And I like set a timer on my watch, and then, and it's so silly, right? Like, it's silly that I got upset that she was going to cry over having like me having the first bite. Like, that's silly. Like, I shouldn't have gotten mad, you know, but sometimes you do as a parent. So I'm not sitting here saying I'm like this perfect, my patience is like all zen. It's not. It's a hardcore work in progress, daily, all the time, like constantly. So I'm here to work on myself, and I'm here to work on hopefully creating like a better, you know, like if I can create myself to have better habits, then Sawyer can have better habits. That's my goal. So I don't know how I got into all that. I was all about the infertility at first, so welcome to all that. It's a lot. And it's funny because right when I sat down, I thought to myself, I don't really think I have anything to say. And here I am 25 minutes later. So, but it's all a journey. It's all a work in progress. And it's all going to be okay. You know? I don't know if any of it's right, but it's working out okay so far, and what is meant to be is going to be meant to be. That's what I keep telling myself, you know, in all aspects, you know, in the infertility, in the parenting, in my self-improvement. What's meant to be is meant to be, and it'll work out the way it's meant to work out. So let me know your thoughts on that, you know, on all of it. What are your thoughts on patience and being present and just letting things be? Like, what are your thoughts on it? Don't be shy. Message me. Reach out to my email, thelionsnestpodcast@gmail.com. Reach out on my Instagram. I've been having some pretty funny, relatable reels lately. So if you don't email me, DM me on Instagram, thelionsnestpodcast. Well, thelionsnest.podcast. I'd love to see you there or interact with me or just see what's going on. I've been posting about my furniture business. I sold another piece, which is super exciting. I have 3 other projects that I'm working on, so that's really fun. So please come hang out with me there. I try to be more active when I'm not working, so I do have the TikTok, thelionsnest.podcast, but that one's not as active or funny. So check it out. Contact me. Tell me your thoughts and your feelings. I'd love that. I hope you have the best day, and I will hopefully be back next week. I can't guarantee it because there's some weeks when life gets in the way, but I plan to be back next week. So I'll see you then. Bye-bye.